Welcome to Peak Health, a radio show dedicated to empowering you to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you want. I'm Lisa Morse, naturopathic physician on the island at Fern Cove Natural Medicine. I'm dedicated to helping you uncover the root cause of your symptoms so that you can get back on the road to feeling well again.
And I'm Claire DeNice, certified health and wellness coach and a personal trainer. Our show is going to bring you information to help you take charge of your health. We're going to cover topics like IBS, heartburn, thyroid disorders, autoimmune diseases, osteoporosis, nutrition, and lots more. Hey, Lisa, how are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you, Claire?
You know, I'm good. Always good to be back in the studio with you. It's fun to record these sessions.
Yes, it is.
And I learned so much from you.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
So what am I going to learn today?
Well, the title of the show is called I'm So Confused About Supplements. And so we're going to talk about supplements.
I'm all over that. That sounds great because I get a lot of questions about supplements, and it is really easy to go off in 10 directions and not know, you know, what you're doing and throw good money after bad.
Yeah, it definitely is confusing. There's a lot of different recommendations. It's hard to know what's right, and you really have to be careful of people who are trying to make a profit. There's a lot of companies and people out there who have this new amazing product that's going to save your life or change your life.
You know what? I think sometimes it's not what's in the product. It's how well it's marketed.
That's true.
It gets people's attention.
Marketing is a big thing. Appealing to people's emotions and, you know, kind of preying on that. It's kind of unfortunate.
But, you know, as you said, being confused, I've stood in front of, say, the omega-3s section in the supplement store.
Yeah.
And there's 50 brands.
That's true.
And it's just so overwhelming.
That's true. The brand thing. So not only is it what supplements to take, but what brand.
Exactly. Are you going to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah. So I did want to say, you know, of course, always talk to your doctor about your supplements. I do have to say that, you know, sometimes medical doctors might not have a lot of opinion about supplements because that's not what they study. That's not a big part of their practice. It's more about pharmaceuticals. And so they may not recommend much more than a multivitamin or vitamin D. And then sometimes with naturopaths, unfortunately, they can recommend too many supplements. You know, I hate to say that because I am a naturopath, but you just have to be careful, you know, about taking too many because I don't believe that our body needs tons and tons of supplements.
Just like with food, then, supplement is going to have an effect on your body, hopefully the positive one for which you're taking it.
Absolutely.
But you have to sort of filter it through how it reacts on your body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
And also your pocketbook.
That's true, too. It can add up. Yeah. So in regards to supplements, I like to ask the question, what are you really taking? And what I mean by that is that the supplement industry is not regulated by the FDA. And so that means, you know, they're not monitoring what's in the products. And apparently there is a law about the quality of supplements, but it's just not enforced. And so you have to be careful about what supplements you're taking because we don't really know. We're not really sure. You're not sure what's in the product, you know, what it says is in there, and then that there's not extraneous things that may harm you, like heavy metals or toxins.
Huh.
Yeah.
I've also looked at the labeling, and sometimes it'll say between 0.2 and 0.5.
Mm.
So I don't know if there's a big difference between 0.2 and 0.5 in terms of how it reacts in your body of milligrams of whatever it is.
Right.
But it certainly gives them some leeway.
It does. It does. Yeah. So what I do as a naturopath is I seek out companies that are following what we call CGMPs, and that stands for Current Good Manufacturing Practices. And so it's quality control, basically. I used to work in labs, so I know a lot about quality control. But it's assuring that the raw materials that these companies get from whoever they get their products from that, those raw materials, there's quality control, making sure that what's in them is truly in them and they don't have the toxins and heavy metals and things. And then these companies also will do their own in-house testing. So they're getting assurance from the company that they get the products from, and then they're doing their own in-house testing. And then, you know, they have other standards for cleanliness and safety in their labs and, you know, the storage of the materials and the distribution of the materials.
So, you know, the average person going to buy a supplement doesn't have any idea of a lot of those things.
Absolutely.
So, the in-house testing part is of great interest to me, and mm-hmm. the obvious ones, obviously, you don't want something that's manufactured in unclean conditions.
Right, right.
Or storage, since that has a big influence on the nutrient value.
Yeah, and I would say in general, the public doesn't have a lot of access to that information. And so what I do is I purchase supplements from a third-party seller that actually verifies with those companies that, you know, that they're doing all the appropriate cGMPs. And so I know when I go in and order my supplements, I can see which companies have been verified as far as quality. And so, yeah, unfortunately, the public doesn't have a lot of access to that information.
So I think what I'm getting from you already is just to go in and pick something off the shelf that has what your neighbor told you to buy mm-hmm. is not the best idea.
No, it's not.
Plus, a supplement is supposed to be supplemental to your diet, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah. And I would say, so it's more expensive to buy something that doesn't work. You know, so say it's a cheaper price, but it's not, doesn't have what it says it does, or it has other things, than it is to spend the money to buy something that does work, but may cost a little bit more. I think the price, when I say expensive, it's more expensive. You know, the price that you're paying, you know, on your body, not just out of your pocketbook, but your body. And what you're giving it and not giving it.
Well, but I do remember like one time when glucosamine was really big.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at Costco and I was comparing brands. And there were two main brands, I believe. And one of them was, you know, maybe a third more than the other.
Mm-hmm.
So my assumption was that it was a third better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's true or not.
And you don't. That's the unfortunate part. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I would say to find a naturopath that you trust that, you know, will help you pick out the right brands for you. You know, not only supplements, but the right brands that are very clean and very high quality.
So would you say then that if you went through a naturopath, for instance, I'm maybe making a quantum leap here, that the brands that you might find acceptable aren't necessarily the ones that you might see on the grocery shelf?
Yeah, there's not a lot of the brands that I use. I don't really see them at the grocery store. Nordic Naturals is one of the ones you can probably get at the grocery store that is high quality. So, but not a lot of other brands, I would say, unfortunately.
For as many brands as there are on the grocery store
shelf. It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other thing I want to say about supplements is that I feel that when they're closest to nature or natural, I guess I would say, that's when it's the best form. So, for example, Dr. Bill Mitchell, he's one of the founders of Bestyear University, where I went, and he has his company or his he has a supplement that he makes. It's anthocyanidins. And so basically it's antioxidants made from berries. So that kind of thing, or when you're doing minerals, you know, like when we talked about in the superfoods show, like getting it from algae or minerals from the Great Salt Lake.
And that's part of the bioavailability to your body, right?
Yeah.
So it doesn't just like go through you.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm.
How about standard process? Aren't most of theirs...
They are
made from whole foods?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. They're made from organs and things like that and foods, yes. So I do use standard process in my...
So there's a difference about whether it's produced in a laboratory?
No, they're all they're pretty much all produced in a laboratory, but it's like made synthetically or comes directly from food.
Okay.
And if you're going to ask me about the details of that, I don't really
synthetically
know.
Or from food. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the last thing is, you know, and we've talked about this, trust your instincts and your body and, you know, what feels right to you. It's important to trust your instincts in regards to that, because not a certain supplement may be right for one person, but not another.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what are the supplements that in general, I mean, given someone that's just interested in health, doesn't have any particular major concerns,
yeah.
Are there ones that are sort of recommended?
Yes, I will talk about those. So there's mainly four main supplements that I recommend to my patients, and maybe a fifth. But the four, okay, so the first one is vitamin D. And so you probably have heard about vitamin D, but it's a huge part of bone health because it helps us absorb calcium and maintain the right calcium balance. But it's also very important for our immune system, as well as insulin sensitivity, so diabetes. And so many of us are chronically deficient because of we get vitamin D from the sun and, you know, living where we live now and having, 8 days of sun since October. I heard that.
8 days?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. We don't get the sun, so we don't get vitamin D. And it also has to do with our latitude where we're at. We're pretty far north. I also want to say it's important in autoimmune diseases. And like I said, it's involved with the immune system, so it balances our immune system. So,
what about the fact that we are so sunscreen happy now?
Yeah.
Does that prevent vitamin D from getting through on days that when the sun does shine?
It does. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I actually don't really use sunscreen myself, unless I'm going to be out in the sun for a long time. You know, I don't want to get burned, of course, but I don't generally wear sunscreen.
I don't either.
Yeah. So when we take vitamin D, we want to make sure that we're taking the correct form. It's vitamin D3, not vitamin D2. So D2 is a synthetic form that isn't as effective as D3, because D3 is the kind that we get from sun exposure. So when you're buying your vitamin D, make sure it's D3.
What's the value of D2 then? Why is it sold?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably cheaper to make. I'm not sure. We should ask those companies that are making vitamin D2. But what I would encourage you to do is get your vitamin D levels checked. The ideal, and we've talked about this in other shows, but ideal is around 50 to 80 nanograms per milliliter. And if you're deficient beneath that 50, I would say taking 4,000 IUs per day until you get replenished. So you would have to get your level checked again. And then generally 1,000 to 2,000 per day is good.
Yeah, when I first got mine checked, it was 29.
Yeah.
But you know what? It was a regular MD, and she told me the range was like 10 to 50. But when I went to my nutritionist, she said, no, it's way higher than that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's unfortunate. Yeah. That's why we're talking about this
here. Well, yeah. And, you know, maybe this was probably 8 years ago.
Yeah.
So vitamin D wasn't on the radar quite as much then.
But you have to be your own advocate is what I always say. Yeah. So I want to break in here and say you're listening to 101.9 FM, KVSH, Voice of Vashon. And I'm Dr. Lisa Morse, naturopathic doctor. And I'm here with Claire Denice, health coach and personal trainer. We're talking about what supplements you should be taking you should think about taking, I guess.
Or not.
So we said vitamin D. And the next one I want to say is B vitamins. That's another huge one. So B vitamins are water soluble, as opposed to the fat soluble ones like vitamins A, D, E, and K. Those are fat soluble. So they get stored in our body. But the water soluble vitamins, they don't. And so B vitamins are water soluble. So we want to take them every day. And of course, we get them in our diet, but sometimes we can get depleted in these B vitamins, especially during times of stress. They're important for all of our cells to grow and for our body to detoxify. And again, they're helpful with stress and fatigue and depression.
Don't they help our adrenals as well, which of course are our big stress hormones. So, you know, in a world that's so filled with stress, as we've mentioned in so many of our shows, there's a high likelihood that everyone needs some extra B support.
Absolutely.
For their adrenals. Yeah, for their stress.
Yes, I agree. So they're needed to make ATP, which if you remember back from chemistry.
Adenine triphosphate.
Yeah, that's the energy for our cells. So it makes
sense. Made in the mitochondria, right?
That's right. Ooh, good job, Claire. So it's important for energy in our body. But the B vitamins are also made by gut bacteria. So sometimes when people have an imbalance of their gut bacteria, the good and the bad gut bacteria, they actually can be low in B vitamins. So if you have gastrointestinal challenges, B vitamins are probably indicated for you.
So when you say B vitamins, I know there are numerous B vitamins. So is there one specific? Are you saying a generic
B
vitamin?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. I'm talking about a B complex.
B complex,
So B complex has B1, which is thiamine, B2, riboflavin, B3, niacin, B5, and like folate, and B12, which is methylcobalamin. So it's a B complex is what you want. And I also want to say that sometimes, so there's a genetic mutation, it's called MTHFR. And these people who have this mutation, especially two copies of the mutation, they aren't able to convert. So if you're taking a B vitamin with folic acid, they aren't able to convert that to the active folate. And so I encourage, I encourage most people to take methylfolate, which is the activated form of folic acid. Just something to note.
The fact that it's methylated.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's already
more absorbable or something?
It's already active. It's like that enzyme MTHFR makes folic acid into methylfolate. And that's the part. Methylfolate is what is used to make a lot of our neurotransmitters and help us detoxify and all that stuff. It's a chemistry thing, that methyl group gets donated. And yeah. So something to consider. So vitamin D, B vitamins.
B vitamin complex,
yes.
You're saying.
There you go. Yeah. B vitamin complex.
Because I've been taking B12, which is, I think, mostly for energy.
Yeah.
Do you think that when you're having your panel done at the doctor, will you get your B vitamins done as well as your vitamin D?
No, you can check for B12, but actually you want to check for methylmalonic acid. Not necessarily. The serum B12 is not as accurate, really. But you don't really know. You have to do special tests for that aren't at your general lab.
Okay, so I heard what you said, though, about it being water-soluble, is if you do take a B-complex, if it's in excess of what your body needs, it's water-soluble and you'll just eliminate it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So what else? Do you have any other ideas, Claire?
Which ones you need? Well, I can tell you the other ones that I take.
Yeah.
One of them is omega-3s.
Yeah.
Take the B12, I take the vitamin D3, and I take omega-3s, and I do a little bit of probiotics.
Okay, good. So you got it. So omega-3s, so basically those are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential fatty acids because our body can't make them on their own. They have to come from the diet. And so the main two essential fatty acids are alpha-linolenic acid, which is omega-3, and linoleic acid, which is omega-6. Many people's diets are deficient in omega-3s, and we've talked about this in other shows, but the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3s used to be like 4-to-1 or 1-to-1, but now with the processed foods and corn-fed animals that we eat, and it can be as high as 20-to-1. And so most of us need more omega-3s.
That's appalling.
What's that?
Oh, it's appalling that the ratio has changed so much.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're eating, if you're looking to find healthy fats,
yeah,
my thought, correct me if I'm wrong, is eating grass-fed, pasture-raised,
yes,
wild, from dairy and meat anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So the reason that this is so important is because we need the right ratio of fats for the cell membranes. So basically the fats that we eat get incorporated into our cell membranes. And so we need that for good movement and fluidity of the membrane, as well as insulin sensitivity, you know, which contributes to diabetes. And so the other thing is that there's something called prostaglandins. I'm getting scientific on you guys here now. But these are breakdown products of the cell membrane, and they have certain effects, you know, specific effects in each tissue. And so it's just important for balancing the body, inflammation and contractibility of the muscles and function of the nervous system. And so, yeah. So I guess you just have to trust me that we want to have the right ratio of omega-3s to omega-6s.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. And one of the things that I had heard, I don't know, sometime recently, is that one of the big culprits in heart disease isn't so much the fats, but it's the types of fats.
Right.
So if you eat the too many omega-6s with that wrong ratio, and you combine that with a lot of processed food, that's not good for our cholesterol.
Absolutely.
But if you're eating healthy fats, nuts, seeds, avocado, coconut oil.
Yeah.
There's a website I like called eatingrules.org that has a really nice oils chart. And it tells you what's better for cooking, for dressings, what's healthier, what's less healthier. It's really very nice.
Yeah.
Website.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. I like that you mentioned the cooking with oils, because a lot of people aren't really aware about cooking with oils, and you don't want to heat certain ones too high.
And you don't know what too high is either.
Mm-hmm.
So do you know when you put your stove on 3, how hot the burner is? Most people don't.
Right.
And it could be causing your olive oil that you think is safe to break down into hydrogenated compounds that aren't good for you.
Right. Absolutely.
So the moral of that story is you want to make sure that you use the right kind of oil.
Yes.
For cooking.
Absolutely.
And preferably treated for high heat.
Yes.
And don't use too much oil. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's high in calories, if nothing else.
Yeah. Okay. One more thing I want to mention about the omega-3. So there's fish oil is a common omega-3, but also flax oils. And so do you know the difference, Claire?
One's animal source and one's vegetable.
Yeah, which, of course, vegetarians and vegans would prefer the flax oil. But the difference is that the flax oils have to be,
flax oil has to make, your body has to make the essential fatty acids, and it's already made when you get it in from fish.
Yeah, it has to break down that flax oil into the EPA and the DHA. And so some people's enzyme is more active than others, but you're definitely not getting as much of the beneficial omega-3s when you take the flax oil, because the body doesn't break it down.
The one thing that is important to know is that you can't take flax seed and expect it necessarily to break down in your body. You need to
grind it. Yes. Yeah,
so that the oils are available. And you don't want to grind it too soon, because the oils can become rancid if they're left too long.
Yeah.
So I have a little coffee grinder that I don't grind coffee. I grind flaxseed.
Okay, good. I like it. Yeah. So next one, probiotics or fermented
foods. Still good here.
Yeah. So what are probiotics? Basically, they're the good bacteria in our gut. And so the meaning of probiotic is actually promote life. And so if we have an imbalance of the good and bad bacteria, we call that dysbiosis. And so having the right bacteria in your gut is very important for good health. Much of our immune system is located in the gut. And so having the right bugs there modulates the immune system. So that means it balances the immune system. And it's also important for proper digestion. So if we have an imbalance, which is dysbiosis, it's most commonly due to taking antibiotics, because the antibiotics kill all the good bugs in our gut, but as well, stress. Stress is a huge one that people don't realize that is contributes to an imbalance of the good and bad bacteria in our guts. And then there's also others like, you know, hormonal drugs, oral contraceptives, fluoride in our water, chlorine, pesticides, fertilizers, radiation, you know, having that the right diet, eating low fiber, high sugar. And so all these things can kind of, as we say, wreak havoc on our gut bacteria.
Yeah, and some of it, as I'm looking or thinking about it, has to do with the quality of our diet. You know, like processed food is going to have potentially more pesticides or residues or words you can't pronounce that are in the label list.
Yeah.
Which could have a negative impact on our gut biome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a lot of information coming out on the gut biome and how it's microbiome. That's basically just means the bacteria in our gut, how it contributes to so many illnesses that we aren't aware of, you know, diabetes and heart disease and mood, anxiety, depression.
Yeah,
you know,
it goes right up to our brain.
Yeah, absolutely.
They call it the gut brain now, don't they?
They do. Yeah, so that's definitely why I recommend probiotics. And, you know, fermented foods is good. It's great, you know, if you can tolerate them. Some people have, I live in the world of GI disturbances, and so some people cannot tolerate the fermented foods. But if you can, that's a great way. And actually making your own is great, too.
To make your own probiotics.
Yeah, to make your own fermented foods. Fermented foods, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, so those are the big four, the vitamin D, B complex.
I get an A+ then.
You do. You take them. Okay, good job. And essential fatty acids like omega-3s and probiotics or fermented foods. I do want to say sometimes a multivitamin or multiminerals is important for people. You know, ideally we're getting most of the vitamins from our food. But if not, you know, we can turn to a multivitamin. And I like whole foods vitamins. So they're derived from whole foods. We kind of talked about that before. And minerals, many of us are deficient in minerals just because of our soils, how they're depleted. And so, because that's where we get our minerals from, is from the soil. And so, you know, I recommend, you know, if you're having health challenges to maybe find a naturopath and get tested and find out if you are deficient in minerals. And that would be something that you would want to replenish in your body.
So if you don't get tested, mm-hmm. Do you think that a multivitamin is sort of a fairly inexpensive insurance policy just in case?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like I said, a whole foods multivitamin, I think that's good. Yeah.
So would it say whole foods on the label? Uh-huh.
Yeah. I think it should. Yeah. I mean, it should come from food.
Would it be the same in looking to find a good one that you'd have certain ones that you would recommend over just going to the standard shelf in the grocery store and saying, oh, here's a gummy natural vitamin, I'll take these?
Yeah.
Be better to check with you and make sure you're getting from a good source.
I mean, the brand I use is Innate Response, but there's also, I think, like New Chapter is one that you can get at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
That's a Whole Foods. That's a good one.
New Chapter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that's about it. Pretty simple, isn't it? Or maybe
well,
not.
It's a lot simpler now that you've talked about it. And it actually sort of validated what I've arrived at for myself over time.
Yeah.
That's
great.
Things that if someone asks me, that's what I share with them.
Uh-huh.
Things that they aren't necessarily based on knowing that I'm having a lack of, but I think they support maintaining my good health and preventing problems.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The ounce mm-hmm. of prevention.
Yeah. And so the ones we talked about are, like you said, prevention. And so if you have other health challenges, I think it's important that you find a doctor, a naturopath that you trust and that you can work with, and to find out, you know, what other things that your body needs to be well, or what's out of balance. And so...
Well, you know, in the previous show that we talked about with some of the superfoods that have multiple things that they offer to health and wellness, as opposed to saying, oh, I'm taking this for B vitamins. Yeah. So the lifestyle things you can do, the healthy diet for sure is going to give you a pretty good start.
Mm-hmm.
And the supplements are just kind of supporting what you're already doing holistically.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Yeah, I love that, the superfoods, to get those vitamins and minerals from your superfoods.
Yeah. Yeah. And it doesn't have to take up a lot of money or a lot of time to do it either, because of their concentration.
Yeah. So I do want to mention one more thing is that, you know, because I know a lot of people go and just buy supplements and they're, oh, I need this, or I read this online, and, you know.
I went to Dr. Oz.
Yeah. So I want people to realize that when you start taking a supplement, it actually affects your whole body. It's not just what you think you're taking it for. So it may cause a positive effect in one area, but a negative effect in another. So an example I like to use is zinc. So say you're, oh, I'm getting sick all the time, I need some zinc because zinc is good for immunity. But if you take just zinc, it actually depletes the copper in your body. And that actually can have a negative effect and can cause anemia for you. And so I don't generally advocate people just, you know, read things online or, you know, watch Dr. Oz and go and take something. It's best to find a doctor that will work with you to guide you to what you need and make sure that what you're taking is safe.
Yeah. And I guess what I would say is working with a doctor, naturopath or you, for instance, or if it's such that you know what you should be doing, but you're not doing it, then I'd say a health coach is really helpful.
Absolutely.
So that you individualize the protocols that are right for you.
Yeah.
And you don't have to feel so overwhelmed with all the stuff that's out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. Well, I think we're out of time, Claire.
Oh, we are.
Yeah.
I guess, you know, neither of us has a hard time talking.
That's right.
So until next time.
Yeah. I gotta have to tell everybody this is Peak Health Radio Show. And we're dedicated to educating and inspiring you, our listeners, to take back control of your health so that you can have the freedom to live the life that you desire.
Great job, Lisa.
Thanks for listening, everyone. Take care.